These are the times that try men's souls. The words, both appropriate and prophetic, of the great American statesman and constitutionalist and politico, Thomas Paine. Paine was of a revolutionary era at or about 1776. We live in the post-revolutionary era and in an era which will see revolution at work, like the entire history of the world has never seen before. Never. That I firmly believe. This generation of ours may see those very last days of the great American civilization we have always known, or at least the better part thereof. We watch the erosion of life and liberty and the pursuit of happiness, fundamental constitutional freedoms in our Bill of Rights erode and disappear, whether gradually or altogether. Are you aware of that? We the people fiddle like Nero of old in Rome while America burns. We do little or not enough to protect and defend who we are, how we live. The aggressive revolution we face is often not overt, hard to see, not very discernible, but one which gradually degrades and erodes one step at a time, over and again, and we pay little or no attention to the warning of our great former President John Adams, who said, "Freedom, ours, freedom, once lost, is lost forever." Amen. And that is happening even now in America. Why? Why does it seem so difficult for America, for we the people, to find new leaders, right thinking, of strong morals and values? Why? Patriotic to the core and determined to protect and defend the America we know and love in every constitutional and law-abiding way. Why, my fellow Americans, is it so difficult to find the fresh blood of new patriots, who will lead this great country forward and protect and defend it? It seems as though we are content to recycle the same old, same old. We had the Bush family for 12 years, and there is still another Bush left, Jeb Bush from Florida. The old political aristocracy never seems to go away, does it? And of course, there are the Clintons, both of them, good old Bill, who never goes away, and Hillary, intent on becoming our country's first female president. Oh, she will get nominated, I'm sure of that. And for her, hopefully elected, or she will probably die trying. And then there are the modern-day Republicans, lacking fresh blood, critical political leadership, and even a consistent and coherent political platform. Do you know what a Republican believes and stands for today? Do you? The Wall Street Journal announced that Mitt Romney is back in demand. How about that? The Republicans, the GOP, now flock to Mr. Romney, welcoming his help and, of course, his endorsement in the 2014 elections. Same old, same old. And, of course, the Republicans are determined to win the majority in the U.S. Senate. And that is very much a real possibility. So we have Karl Rove, another old GOP elephant who never goes away, who tells us in a Wall Street Journal op-ed that the Republicans now live in the era of countdown to kicking out Harry Reid. Countdown to kicking out Harry Reid. There again is another old politico, recycled time and again, Harry Reid is, election after election, to the point with seniority now. Senatorial seniority. Harry Reid of Nevada is now head man in the U.S. Senate. That one man from a very small state exercises such unbelievable power. And over again. Same old, same old. And you better agree with Harry Reid or you get nothing done in this U.S. Senate of ours. If the Republican Party wins the majority of the U.S. Senate, Harry Reid is gone. Gone. And at least a new man or woman will take his place. Some say that in the case of Reid, change simply for the sake of change is for the better, no matter who. What do you think? And the power game goes on and on. Same old, same old. Washington never fundamentally changes. And so does the same old corruption. Many most of which are conservative think tanks, state openly that the Obama administration is the most corrupt presidential administration in the history of America. And they back up that assertion with facts, lots of them, lots of them. There, of course, is Fast and Furious. And there is Benghazi, and there is the NSA scandals, and the nefarious IRS. Oh, the IRS, the worst. Health and Human Services, of course, and their scandals, and the Obamacare debacle, and all such, and they're only the tip of the iceberg. There's so much more. Obama, head politician in chief, talks big and does little or nothing. Have you heard of anything happening to the fundamental change and cleansing at the IRS? Have you heard of that? If so, please let me know. Nothing. Doing nothing, this president is, really nothing to solve problems and hold people accountable or implement the rule of law and order. Same old, same old. And we the people fiddle while America burns. Not hard to see that this is the very beginning of the last days, so think many. The end times, at least, of our great democracy and the great America. As the Arabs, the evil and malicious Islamic jihadists would say, the beginning of the end of the great Satan. That would be us, the great Satan. These are not scare words, but real warnings from real facts to the real people left in America who want real solutions to real problems. Are you one of those? And then, of course, there is Al Gore, former Vice President Al Gore, who came within several thousand votes of being President of the United States. So Mr. Gore never got the office he so desperately sought, but he turned around and sold an interest he owned in a cable TV company, a liberal one at that, to, of all buyers, are you ready for this unless you already know, Al Jazeera. Al Jazeera. By the way, that cable company is controlled financially by Qatar, the Arab nation of Qatar, so that Gore and company got hate America money and gladly took it. Thank you, Mr. Gore. A very wonderful patriotic act, regardless of any negative impact on we the people. Qatar, by the way, whose ruling family is well believed to subsidize Hamas. Subsidize Hamas, and of course other Islamic radical groups in their war against the West and civilization, not to mention Israel. Mr. Gore and company sold out to Al Jazeera and Qatar. Interesting, is it not? For Mr. Gore, a dollar is a dollar, no matter where it comes from. Al Jazeera, Arab-driven, extreme Arab-Muslim driven, has infiltrated the American television cable scene without protest or without concern. Nothing like that could ever happen in Qatar. My fellow Americans, could you imagine the Fox News cable channel in Qatar? Or even CNN? Or even MSNBC? Could you imagine that? But in America, hey, good old America, anything goes, anything goes, at least seemingly so. I find it ironic indeed that our three leading and liberal networks, of course ABC, CBS, and NBC, liberal to the core, and their affiliates and their cable outlets, and the press generally publicize little or nothing about all such, content to go right on with their liberal ways, championing so much which strikes at the core of America. Fiddling, these people are, with the real facts while the real America burns. With further irony, these liberal networks, news media, and so-called radical progressives would be the first to be extinguished or even exterminated should Islam rule. They would be the first to go. The liberal media championed, for example, the gay agenda. Gays in the world of Islam are put to death. Gays are put to death in Arab countries who operate under Sharia law. To death. If in fact these are the last days or the beginning thereof, and the beginning of the end of Western civilization as we know it, and many think so, and if Islam and Sharia law prevail and dominate, and many think Sharia law is well on the way, the very first to go, perhaps even beheaded by these monsters, as Mr. Foley was, would be these progressives, these liberals, and all of them, and so many of whom control our media. They'd be the first to go. How can they not be aware of that fact? Jihadist Islam is brutal. Pictures show them in black masks, hidden from view, of course, with AK-47 rifles and, of course, swords of Damocles, ready to gun down or behead enemies of any stripe, including and especially religious enemies, the so-called infidel. That would be you and me. Human beings are slaughtered by the thousands, even tens of thousands, by these vicious, brutal people, and all of that is well predicted in the end times. Christians are slaughtered as well. Christians, perhaps especially Christians in some areas of the world, and that is as well predicted as a sign of the end times, the slaughter of God's people. Christians are imprisoned, kidnapped, held for ransom, churches destroyed in America, especially under this president. This president does virtually nothing. Oh, talk, of course. Mr. Obama is good at that. But America does nothing. After 6 years of Mr. Obama, I am frankly tired of hearing him. Tired of his voice, seemingly always yelling. Do you get the same impression? Why is he yelling at us? And lecturing, talking down. No respect for we the people. But he does virtually nothing. Next to nothing, unless he's forced to do so. Nothing where it counts, in my opinion. Perhaps to him the whole world is like the so-called IRS scandal, where there is not even a smidgen of evidence, not even a smidgen of evidence of wrongdoing. So, move on. What's next? Like the George Soros-funded MoveOn.org, liberal and radical and progressive to the core. Move on! We struck a blow at conservative America, so we got away with it. So let's all move on to the next item on the radical progressive agenda. Move on. And we the people hold nobody accountable. We the people, like Nero, fiddle while America burns and burns and burns right before our very eyes. The Wall Street Journal tells us that ISIS represents a dangerous new extremism. A dangerous new extremism. Probably an understatement, I think. That seems like stating the obvious, does it not? Many ask whether or not it is really possible for jihadist Islam to be any more extreme than it is and has been. Radical Islam will do anything, anything, to accomplish its agenda by any means, no matter how barbaric. The means justify the end. Witness the beheading of James Foley, American. A world ruled by Islam and Sharia law and the extermination of Western civilization. That is the goal of extreme Islam. Is there anything more extreme than that? And so Obama and company watched the video of the beheading of James Foley, an incredibly emotional experience. Mr. Obama is a master, as the Wall Street Journal states, of empathy. The Wall Street Journal further stated as follows, "We know he, that is Mr. Obama, can channel a family's grief for a murdered son and express a nation's outrage. What we don't know," said the Wall Street Journal, "what we don't know is if he can muster the will and the fortitude to defeat an enemy that is growing in strength and danger on his watch." This is what America and the world need from a president, when killers, says the Wall Street Journal, killers are on the march. Amen. What do you think about the performance, not the talk, the performance of President Barack Hussein Obama? It surely seems that our president is good on the talk, but bad on the walk. It seems as though our beloved country has no real response, no plan of action when it comes to the Islamic jihadist threat. We won't even back Israel, not really, in its fight against Hamas and Hezbollah and the Islamic Brotherhood and Al-Qaeda, just to name some. We placate Iran, and we seem lost in Iraq after we completely destroyed its way of life. We force a democratic nation like Israel to spend a vast majority of its budget and gear its economy in so many ways toward the military, for defense, for survival. We offer some token support, but we give Arab nations, those hostile to Israel and even America, billions and billions of dollars without compunction. We foster wars and rumors of wars, clear and imminent signs of the end times, at least of Western civilization. We indirectly force a nation like Israel to build an iron dome to protect itself against thousands upon thousands of missiles, which are fired from Gaza and Hamas at random at Israel's citizens to wreak havoc and kill its people. And we are left at the bottom line with Obama talk while America does nothing.